starts to feel blue, 'cause the knobs are coming for you. A special knob treat for your ears, fueled by pot noodles and beers.
Knobcast, Knobcast, welcome back to another Knobcast. Knobcast, Knobcast, the knobs are back for another Knobcast.
Welcome back to another Knobcast. Series 2, Episode 1. It's great to be back. Guys, what have you been doing over the summer?
Andy?
Well, it's fall, so...
Yeah.
It's
good to be back, though, right?
It's, yeah, it's great.
What were we gone for?
Been
the last one was around Christmas?
Yeah, by summer, I've been gearing up for Series 2, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we're doing it now, though.
We're back. Feeling good about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, buddy.
What's that?
This is actually episode 2.
You're a knob.
No,
it's not. It's episode 1.
So no, really, Andy. It's episode 2.
Yeah.
I mean, right there on the recorder there. It's
what? Yeah. Yeah, you got that wrong there.
S1.
That should be
S1. E2.
Yeah, E1.
S2, E2.
1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, do you remember you remember you actually quit? We actually moved on without you. We've already got one in the can.
Well,
that disturbing email the summer.
I don't know about quit. Kind of did my own thing over the summer.
Well, when the subject of the email was I quit, I don't know how you can debate that. But
I think I wanted to talk about things.
To each his own.
The direction of the Knobcast, you know. Making series 2 a bit better than the first series.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how were you going to do that by quitting?
Right.
Did you not see the website with a big red X over your face?
You know what? I did see that. I did see that, and I did hear some episode. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a bonus edition or something, but some song about me.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually.
It was.
Yeah, catchy little hook.
I believe I listed it as my favorite song of 2008 so far. So
that's high praise.
Yeah, it was.
Beautiful.
A bit of overpraise, I think, now. But at the moment, it was fantastic. It was really good.
I like the part where I was called a twat and a knobhead.
Yeah.
That was clever right there.
I think if you actually read the lyrics to that song,
yeah,
I think it clearly outlines every reason why you quit.
Oh, right. Which would be what?
Basically, you needed more time to play your memorpages.
A twat and a knobhead.
Right. It's true that I occasionally dabble in the world of memorpages, but I also watch TV. I read. I span the genres.
I'd say you're just a spanner.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oi.
Yeah.
But I did hear that episode, and mildly amusing.
Yeah, that's because we spent half the episode slagging you off. So mildly is the highest rating that we'll get, probably. And I don't, I can't fault you for that. I can see where that's, you know, where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, and I actually, I got a call from your wife not too long ago. She said, apparently, you cried yourself to sleep after hearing that tribute to you.
Tears of joy.
Tears of sadness.
Right. Was that before or after she emptied my bedpan? I would like to, in my defense, as I'm here today, able to defend
exactly. I've only been begging for the past 9 months.
Whereas I do enjoy playing memorpages, that's not the reason I left the Knobcast.
Oh.
No, the real reason I left the Knobcast, and I don't know if you mind me talking about this on...
Don't know what it is.
The Knobcast. Right. Well, I think you do, Ed.
Don't
I think
know
you
what
do.
It is.
I think I got an idea where he's going.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but sometime in the summer I... came over to the dome, you know. I thought we were going to get together to prepare for series 2 of the Knobcast, and I walked up the stairs, and Let's just say that I caught Greg with a mouthful of Ed. And
that's a damn lie. Oh,
yeah. No, it happened. And I was like, what the fuck? And
that's offensive.
And Greg turned
this
around.
This is an outrage.
Greg, you turned around with that big grin on your face.
Oh my god. This is enough.
That's knob juice dripping from your chin.
Wow.
And at that point, you know, I got to say, it was a bit weird. It was a little bit weird.
Actually, isn't that when Andy shouted, "Why didn't you wait for me?"
No, actually, I kind of like
all in all, I
my legs
chin.
Were like the cartoon character's legs.
What's that from? That's from
Bill Brasky.
I actually booked it out of there. I couldn't deal with it. I gave Greg a call and I said, you know what? It's done. I can't deal with the gayness.
Oh, that's Jesus. Just offensive.
Yeah, I thought so.
Never happened. Never will happen.
Nope.
I do see Ed look at me sometimes.
I'm working on a little song though.
Look at me. Because Greg shouts, runs around the dome. Look at me.
Like
so I oblige.
Love me, pathetic.
Look at my keyboards. Whee!
But here's a little song I started working on. It kind of goes like this. Ed and Greggy, why'd you have to love each other in the bum?
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you think? It's okay, right?
I think you're off your tits.
Yeah, you're off your...
Hey, I know what I saw. And you know what, though?
Oh, man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, and it's taken me this long to come around to the idea of you...
That's what she said.
Knobbing each other. As long as you don't do it during the knobcast, I'm fine.
Oh, that's a total fabrication.
And Ed, pull your pants back on.
I haven't had my pants off since episode 6 of series 1. What are you talking about? Jeez Louise.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah,
then.
Okay.
So what, are you back now then? Are you officially back in the Knobcast?
I'm back for this episode.
And that's it?
So what is this, some sort of pay-as-you-go? What are you like, well, some two-bit whore? Oh,
God. Hey, as long as I'm having a good time, I'm in.
I don't know if I like that.
But I have
I
been.
I remember this in the contract,
right?
I was working on a little something over the summer, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I.
Go on.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, I was working on my own podcast, a little sort of solo project, if you will. I thought that it would be good to, you know, clear my head after seeing you suck off Ed, and do something a little different, from what we were doing with the Knobcast, a complete departure, if you will. And
okay. I understand you actually brought a clip with you.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah.
You want to maybe play it for the
should we allow
audience?
This after all the fabrications?
Right.
I mean, we don't need.
How about if you formally apologize for lying like that, and then we'll play your little clip.
Didn't lie.
Oh boy.
But we can play the clip.
All right, just remember.
All right.
Turnaround's fair play.
Right.
All right.
Let me load it up. All right, here it is. It's Andy's clip of his private one-man Knobcast that he did over the summer.
Podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Official, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Here it goes.
Yeah. Big Knob, Big Knob, welcome back to the Biggest Knob Show. Big Knob, Big Knob, the knob is back for the Biggest Knob Show. Ed and Greg's knobs are smaller by far, and his Big Knob caresses the stars. His huge knob eclipses the sun, in the dark it will fill you with fun. Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Biggest Knob Show. Bigger, stronger, stiffer. I got a knobtastic show for you today. I'll be discussing how hard, he said hard, it is to be blessed, I mean cursed, with such an enormous knob, and also bring you part 17 of my segment on memorpages. Ned, what have you got for our listeners today? Yes, yes. Welcome back, my little Wiener Schnitzels. Bienvenue, willkommen, dobro pozdravat, Huan Lin, Yang Shok. I'll have more anecdotes about the Family Guy and talk about my breastfeeding habits, past, present, and future. Kirk, what do you have? I will put both of you down in an effort to make you look bad and me look awesome, and then play a little song I wrote called I Wanna Make Love to Me. All that and more, so stick around and we'll be right back.
Oh my god.
So that's just a little snippet, so there's more where that came from?
There's more.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, that was the 17th episode, actually.
Oh, crap.
It was a daily show.
4 hours a day?
Yeah. Plenty more where that come from,
so too. That's why you were on leave the summer at work.
Yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
So that was your
own... good stuff there, huh?
Your own creation.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I played all the instruments.
All the characters.
Wrote the theme tune, sang the theme tune. Yeah.
Well, I got to give you credit there, Andy. That was that was pretty impressive. That's a lot of work. Takes a lot of work for that.
You can hear the production values coming through right there.
Yeah. Right.
Superior production values. Oh.
I got to be honest, it sounds to me like you essentially copied what we did with the Knobcast.
Well, pretended
to have two other guys in it, Ned and Kirk.
Ned and Kirk.
They exist.
Wow.
In my mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Must be Rhode Island blokes.
But yes, yeah.
It sounded like a very, very thinly veiled attempt at taking the piss out of us, to be honest.
I'd like to hear episodes 1 through 16 first, and you know,
not if all he's doing is cataloging his memorpage.
That's true. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right with the memorpage thing. You know, memorpage is about getting together with a couple of guys and sort of pretending, you know, a pretend kind of life, pretend kind of world.
Right.
Kind of similar to what we're doing now,
pretending we're on the radio. Yeah.
We actually are on the radio.
I went from
not quite the radio, but
the radio.
Wasn't that an old song in the 70s on the radio?
Yes, it was. Donna Summer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I went from the world of Warcraft to the world of Knobcast.
Yep.
I'd say you're better off here with us, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so. Although I have to say, this was astounding. Yesterday I was just floating around the internet looking for images of Guinness and things like that, and I stumbled across this thing, and there was this website, and I think I'm in love. I don't know what it is, but
with the Guinness?
No.
Yeah, with the beer.
There was. She's my mistress. But no, there was this site called Frag Dolls.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Fragdolls.co.uk, and apparently there's a US one too. But
Fragdolls? Oh, they're Fragdolls. a gaming group of girls.
It's a group of girls that game, and there's this one girl, Saren.
Getty?
What?
Saren Getty?
I think that her last name might have. Anyway.
Can we edit that out?
Leave it in there.
You said Saren.
Right, but anyway, she was born. Apparently, she was born in Wicklow, Ireland, and she's with these other two girls. They don't do it anymore. They hung up the remotes or the whatever a while back. But it was interesting, and I read something that she wrote, and it actually had MMORPG in it. And I was like, oh my god! And it was. I figured you would love it, Andy. But
I don't know if those frag girls are so much into the memorpages, though. I think they're more into the kind of...
nerd alert. Nerd alert.
They're more into the Halo kind of games. FPS.
Oh, is that...
First-person shooter games.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I
think so. That's what fragging's all about.
Well, there was a whole list of everything. But anyway, I just found it interesting.
So glad you wanted to talk about this, Ed.
Yeah, well. The draw with the nerd in you somehow. But
he's combining his two loves now at this point.
Mm-hmm. But, it was just interesting.
You're not stalking Saren, are you?
No,
good.
Not at all.
Maybe she plays God of War. I hear that's a game that you are very fond of.
I do enjoy it.
Played many hours of God of War and God of War 2.
Yeah, God of War 2. It's good.
Yes.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I just found it interesting, you know, coming up on today. We saw that yesterday. And there's a whole wide world out there.
So, moving on.
Yeah, let's do that.
But attractive, though, these girls.
Oh, yeah. Quite cute.
They look like they've left a basement in the past 6 months.
I would think so, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I've noticed, gentlemen?
What have you noticed?
How awesome you are.
Well, that sort of goes without saying, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Love me.
All right. Yeah, let's not say it.
Pathetic.
No, I was just going to say I noticed that this season has been pretty sparse in terms of the amount of email flowing into Knobcast Central.
Mm.
Last year we had...
Emails, things like that.
Well, last year we used threats to solicit that feedback.
Those worked well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're taking the nice approach this series.
Well, I was going to say, that said, I actually did receive an actual email sent to Nobby Burton at Comcast.net.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Beautiful.
It was over the weekend.
Excellent.
And it was... that's our email
address.
That's
the email address.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it was from a guy that does actually comment infrequently on the website.
Comment infrequently or he comments infrequently?
Infrequently meaning not frequent.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's hard to pronounce his name. It's Divad Syrf.
Oh, right.
Mm. Sounds like some kind of pen name or something, but anyway, it came in and I thought I'd read it on the air.
Sure.
Today.
Yeah, let's hear it. I haven't seen it.
Because anything emailed to us immediately becomes our property and can be used for comedic effect or what have you.
Ridicule.
True.
Ridicule, sure. And it's actually on the topic of Andy, which I thought was interesting.
Uh-oh. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says basically, hey guys, really enjoyed your Knobcast, but I have to say I missed Andy's input from last year. I thought he was a valuable resource, and you guys should get him back. Dave, he's actually is back.
Divad.
It's possible that he's simply spelling his name backwards.
Yeah, Divad is just too sounds too foreign. Let's just call him Dave.
Dave could be anyone. Really.
Could be anyone.
I guess
Dave backwards be Evad though.
Well, David back.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm with you now. Yeah.
But I guess the point is that he enjoyed your performances from last year and was hoping you'd come back.
And is.
But there was a PS that I also wanted to read.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I thought there might be.
No, just a simple PS. PS, could I get a signed photo of Andy's cock and balls? So.
I'd be happy to oblige.
Excellent. Now, does he. Is the photo signed, or does he want Andy to sign his own cock and balls and then take a photo of it? I think that'd be worth a lot more.
Maybe I'd take
a photo
of my cock and balls and then sign it with my cock.
And balls.
And balls.
What?
Oh, no.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Whew. But, yeah, we'll work on.
So, anyway, I'd love to see some more emails come in.
Yeah, there's a little link down at the bottom left of the page, I believe, where you can find it if you've forgotten the email name.
Yeah, we're nothing if not happy to take topic suggestions, anything really.
Yeah. There was actually a quick one in the comments from last week.
Go on.
I don't know. I'm not sure it warrants spending much time on it, but I believe it was something to the effect of...
I certainly didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't part of that, so not interested. Don't care, really.
Okay.
But anyway,
well, Greg
on.
And I can discuss
actually,
it.
Isn't it from your old friend, March to the Sea, the one you had this coffee connection with last year?
In that case, then, I want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you're right. It was, exactly.
Coffee friends?
Yeah.
Coffee. This is Coffee Talk with March to the Sea in here, Andy Kamsley. Come on down and have a cup of decaf in the cafeteria with us.
Yeah.
It'll be delightful. But no, the comment was something to the effect of I believe it was something about sandwiches. What do we put on them or something like that? Do we need the extra stuff? Or
I've actually got it right here.
Oh, what does it say?
It says, are extra foodstuffs really needed? For example, if you like tuna fish sandwiches, do you put some mayo on the bread as well?
Duh.
Is it needed? Adding more cheese to the top of lasagna is another example.
Yes. So I guess the simple answer is yes.
Why not just put more mayo in your tuna when you're making the tuna salad?
Right. I mean, maybe he was having a tuna sandwich and he was thinking, geez, do I need more mayo on this bread? Or is there enough in it? Or should I make it with more? Should I mix that? Should I have mixed in pickles? Do you need pickles in your tuna? But anyway, whatever you like, you know. I mean, the cheese on the lasagna.
Well, you know what?
You need some cheese.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. Listen. This brings something to mind that I've been thinking about after seeing that comment. And you know how, like, all of us, when we get together, we're always like, oh, I love this band, or I hate that band, or I like this or that. You know what I mean? We're very sort of vocal about what we like and we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking that what we should do is we should have a certain standard for our fans. In other words, if they come up with some really stupid topic suggestion, yeah, they should be banned completely.
Oh, I think that's rough.
Well, yeah, but did you see the suggestion?
I did.
It was ludicrous.
Well, you know, but we did ask for them, and to his credit, he was the only one that actually gave us one. So I felt it was necessary to at least bring it out. But at the same time, you know, step it up, fans. I mean, come on. It's, you know, we're not just sitting around here twiddling our thumbs.
I say cut him off. Banned from the website.
Banished?
I say. Unless he can up his game.
I'd say give him one more chance. Yeah.
One more?
Yeah.
All right.
You're probably just saying that because he's your buddy. Coffee buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we discussed that idea. That's for sure.
Yeah, so there you go. So send us in an idea and we'll lambaste you on air. Tell you how ridiculous it was. How's that treat you?
We love our fans.
We do, though.
Except March of the Sea.
Nah, that's unfair. That's unfair. So
he needs to earn our love again.
Oh, you're gonna sign him? You're gonna send him a signed photo too then?
I do carry them around with me.
Maybe never mind. I'm not gonna go into that. Picture of your cock and balls. Dipped in a cup of coffee.
Decaf.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I was out and about the other day. It was on Friday. I had to actually, now that I've moved into the lovely town here, and I've become neighbors with Greg, I had to register to vote. So during lunchtime,
I
went down.
Is that the other side of the bed kind of neighbor?
Easy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Yeah. Other side of town.
Oh, right.
Other side of town, yeah.
Town, yeah.
So not really neighbors, but, mm-hmm. You know. Anyway, so I went down to the downtown area, and it was the first time I'd been there since I moved in. It was quite lovely. And I had lunch and at Bistro 45. And there was this dude in there, and we talked about the elections. And
can we bring up March of the Seas question again?
Well, I'm just, my point is,
I never thought I'd say it, but can I hear more from March?
My point was, the
I had lunch today too.
I just thought it was
three beans on toast.
It was a nice little sunny afternoon, and I just thought it was an interesting foray into the world of civilization, is what it really was. All right. Jeez, you know, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Oh.
Well, no.
No, go on.
You might as well finish.
What's the point? There's no point. It's like
you can't bring it around again.
No, you can't even get the whole thing out. You can't even get the topic out and start discussing it before
you have to. You have to work hard for your audience.
We've just slagged March off of her for his poorly selected topic idea.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Well, I just thought
you've got to do something better than what you ate for lunch.
It was a segue into the point of how do you get involved in your town?
Oh,
you know, like, do you get involved in your town? Do you
enjoy
the? It's not different. It's exactly the same thing as I was going to say. But you two knob jobs cut me off at the beginning before I could even get it out. So that's the difference.
Spit it out, son.
I just did,
as the actress said to the bishop.
I just thought it was funny because it was like a typical scene in like a movie or something where, you know, there's the guy sitting at the bar drinking his Cape Codders or whatever, and I just going for a sandwich, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, so what do you think? What do you think of the election? And I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, so I didn't want to be too rude, so I just kind of gave him some vague statements and this and that. And we had a conversation and he left, and he happened to be, you know, unemployed, which some people are finding themselves in these days. And I just, anyway, I thought it was an interesting, so I didn't get sidetracked there. Sorry. I'll take the blame. I'll take the heat on that one. But I just thought it was an interesting thing that I've just walked around town and interacted with my fellow citizens, if you will.
Unemployed.
And I just want, you know.
Oh, my God in heaven.
It just was it was a different experience for me. So.
I tried to do that with the town of Smithfield, Rhode Island, too. I thought, oh, you know, just moved into the town. Maybe I could become active in the town council, that kind of thing. And we actually went to, myself and my wife, went to a town hall meeting. And it was horrible.
Yeah.
The thing lasted for 2 hours. We got there about 15 minutes early, and we saw a whole rehearsal of police officers and firemen coming in holding flags, except at that time they were not holding flags. They were just holding the air, but simulating that they were holding these big flags and poles. I guess the flags hadn't arrived yet, so they just did it without it. So they literally walked with their two hands out in front of them, holding nothing.
An imaginary knob?
It looked like they were holding an imaginary knob, yeah. And we saw that whole thing, and then it happened with the flags, but we already knew what was going to happen, and it was just a big yawn fest.
Do you have to practice? Do you have to practice that? Does that take practice? How many were there? Like 700 of them?
No.
Was it like the opening ceremonies of the Olympics?
I think it was probably something like five policemen and five firemen coming up.
Huh.
I guess just to stand on stage and say, you know, we're serving the town or what have you.
Right.
But yeah, they had to have a rehearsal for it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't. But that was when we moved in, so a good maybe almost 3 years ago, but we haven't been back since.
They scared you off.
They did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. There might be a place for small town politics. Like if you're really affected by the things that they decide, like how much school costs or taxes and that stuff. But
yeah.
But yeah, all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with it, it's...
Yeah, it's a bit much.
It's mind-draining.
It is. I mean, well, it's, you know, it's their way of making it official, or it's just... I think it just gives people something to do. You know, it really does. It just keeps them out of trouble, and it just gives them something to do. And
how sad is that, to go through life not having anything to do?
Not sad at all.
I think it's horrible. I could find plenty of things to do more interesting than...
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I suppose, you know, but wouldn't you be concerned, though, if they said, okay, well, we're going to just, you know, we're going to tear down everything around your house. I'm going to put up an amusement park.
Yeah, then I'd be concerned.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So at some point, you would have to get involved.
Sure.
Okay.
But not for a Friday afternoon walkabout.
It's your house?
Well, I was registering to vote. It's not my fault.
All right.
So. I kind of like the idea of an amusement park up here.
Dude.
God. They're horrible.
I miss Rocky Point Park.
Oh, that's a good point, too. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be the same, would it? I mean, isn't it a lot more fun when, like, you're young,
same,
when you're a kid?
Different.
And, you know?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, a lot of grown-ups would go. I mean, it was part of their childhood, so they continue to go back.
Yeah, I suppose. I'll save my money.
Yeah.
Yeah.